Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Winter is back, as I am sure you have noticed. A short reprieve earlier in the month, but it was 27 degrees at my house this morning, and that hot cup of coffee helped to warm me up. As you listen this morning, stay warm with yours. Out with the old, in with the new. No, just out with the old. I have been cleaning out. For the longest time, I have complained about all the boxes of stuff from my teaching days that I have in the basement and various other places in the house. I've complained about the mess, about not being able to get rid of the stuff, of wanting to find someone who would like to have it and use it. I have complained and tried to give it away without success, to the point of just not doing anything about it. Anyone but a teacher would just tell you to throw it away. I just couldn't do that. Then someone comes finally along. In fact, two teachers that indicate they would like to look at my stuff. So they did. And in one afternoon, I gave them a car full of stuff, trunk and backseat. It was a lot of science equipment, experiment materials, science ideas, books of information, whole units with supporting material. Things like petri dishes, straws, cups, measuring devices of balance, pulleys, balloons, string rocks, minerals, wire cutters, and circuit breakers, and the list goes on and on. Teachers have stuff. Most collect stuff. As one of the teachers at my home said, I did throw some things away, and then later I really needed for a particular student. That's what happens. As soon as you throw away an idea, a book, a plan, hands-on item, some child needs that stuff. So you get in the habit of keeping and adding to your stuff. Then one day you have no need for it, but you put so much effort, blood, sweat, and tears into most of it, letting go becomes a challenge. How do I let go? Well, the two teachers said over and over as we went through the materials, oh, I teach that, I can use that, and I have found myself giving away without the tiniest of regret. In fact, joy and thank you that someone would teach the world of science and let students explore. I am grateful. And yes, I think the Lord brought us together. This whole experience made me think about the mental stuff we sometimes hold on to. All these teaching materials I gave away were the physical objects that represented 35 years of my life. For most of my adult life, I, as well as others, thought of me as a teacher. It defined me. I loved what I was doing. Many, many, many happy memories. I also love being a mother and a wife. Lots and lots of happy memories. But there certainly were situations in all these identities where I made mistakes or difficulties occurred, and I would like to have handled them differently. But they are over and done with, yet they still visit me. The years before marriage, children, and profession were pretty rocky at times, as they can be for many. Years of growing up and trying to find your way. Many of those memories I would just as soon not remember or certainly not dwell on. But like my teacher stuff, I have put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into not letting go of my mental stuff. Sadly, dwelling on the hurts, the unhappy times in our lives can be a struggle, and not being able to let go can impact our outlook on today and the future. We can carry that around as baggage we find impossible to unload. There are tons of self-help resources on the internet for all kinds of issues, but I was curious to see what God's Word had to say. As usual, it is apparent that God knows us far better than we know ourselves and has some mental health advice to share. In Isaiah 43, the Lord, through the prophet Isaiah, tells the people of Israel to stop dwelling on the difficulties of the past and recognize the blessings the Lord has in store in the coming of the Messiah and the new way of life. Verse 17 and 18. Who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together? And they lay there never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. This message applies to you and me today, just as it did for the Israelites in Isaiah's time. But knowing that we should give the past a rest can be easier said than done. Letting yourself dwell on the hard memories when they come to mind makes it even harder to let go. My husband George, a retired counselor psychologist, reminded me of a practical strategy called thought blocking. Put a rubber band on your wrist, and every time you notice a negative memory or thought raising its ugly head, pluck the rubber band. No soft stuff. Remember, you are fighting a battle. Pluck hard enough to feel. It will help your mind jump to some other train of thought, a new thing happening, a new habit forming. In Psalm 77, 11 to 12, King David gave us a piece of advice about focusing on the good things the Lord has done in the long past and in his life and in our lives. Don't forget about Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, long ago yesterday, and today, and forever. So, the Lord helping David, even when he had made some serious mistakes, applies to us today. David suggests in Psalm 77, 11 through 12, once again, I'll go over what God has done. Lay out on the table the ancient wonders. I'll ponder all the things the Lord has accomplished and give a long, loving look at the Lord's acts. So as David did, I suggest, lay out on paper, on your computer, the wonders he has accomplished in your life. If you think back on the past trials, see, ponder how the Lord got you or those you love through it. How did you change? They change. Circumstances change. I suggest to you, if you ponder these things in that light, you will find the difficulties, the mistakes, the sadness, a blessing in the long run of life. Let us pray. These minds you have given us are filled with so much power, Lord. We can think our way through situations, solve huge problems, create beautiful music and art and design, lead us to love and share and care for others. It is rich with potential for good, but it also remembers, and its power can turn against us. But if we rely on you, your love, your power, all things can work for good. Help us to look for the good, as the psalmist David suggests. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me today, and may the Lord bless you and yours.